This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
Somebody's got to wake these people up.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
It's everything I need in the morning.
93.3.
Ooh. Ew! Why do you think this is about drugs, Jim?
Paul McCartney said so.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he wrote this after he was first introduced to cannabis.
Really?
And he was in love with it.
He got caught with it at the airport that time.
Yes, he did. He did.
I want to go throw a surfboard in the back of my Woody.
Yeah, you do.
I want to throw a Woody on your surfboard.
All right, I'm a big fan of Toy Story.
Is this where they were hanging out with the Maharaja?
Probably.
They were hanging out with Testarossa, actually.
I think it was before that.
Oh, here it comes. I just want to do that. What is this thing?
That dance.
The dance they do in all the Tarantino movies.
I don't know.
Where's their snorkel?
I think it's called the swim.
This is going underwater. I want to do that wearing go-go boots.
We got it, Paige. We know the swim.
The Matman dance game.
Yep.
1-800
Can you mash potatoes?
If I knew it was that kind of party. It's time to play a game. A game that's got a great prize, really. It's kind of out of the box when you think of Valentine's Day. You think of maybe a nice candlelit dinner, maybe some rose petals leading you to beautiful Southwind Ranch. Whatever it may be. Outside the box says, go to Nightmare Dungeon, Valentine's haunted attraction. Scare her or him right into your arms. I added that. If they want to use it, feel free. So, let's get ready. Studio audience, let's get loud for this one. Live from Studio Inario, a.k.a. the Den of Sin, here at beautiful Intercom Greenville, it's time to play The Feud. And the host of The Feud, Steve Heavy.
Thank you, Johnny.
Thank you.
Thank
I gave you my best Howard Finkel, was it?
Yeah, it was.
The Fink.
Welcome to P1 Family Feud. The way we play our game is like the fast money round at the end of regular Family Feud. What that means? Five questions. Top answers on the board. We surveyed 100 P1s to answer these questions. Just like the fast money round. You know what the fast money round is. If you don't watch it now, you watch it when Ray Holmes hosted it.
Oh, yeah.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Ray Combs.
Hanged himself.
He did.
Yeah, he is. Hanged himself with a sheet while he was being kept in a hospital.
Steve, I'm just the announcer. You're the host.
Okay. Today we have the Harris family against the Fat Boy family.
What is going on?
Harris family?
Harris family.
Take it on?
Fat Boy family. Now, we don't really need to meet the contestants till the end of the game when somebody wins, but... just for the record, Matt Mann, Harris family teamed with P1, Sipping on Sake.
Yeah,
Team Fat Boy paired with William. William.
Okay.
Where that?
William right. Nahon.
It's been determined.
What has?
Prior to the show, it was determined that the Harris family will go first, which means the Fat Boy family has the work cut out for them going second in the fast money round of the feud.
No, it means I do, right?
Well, if you're going first.
Oh, I'm going first then.
Yeah.
You get out then.
Pain in the ass for me to leave.
Just go outside for a minute. Yeah.
This is why he hates
Don't
playing
cheat,
this
fat
game.
Boy.
Is that he actually
has to stand up.
He has to leave his.
Put some lotion on them elbows, you ashy.
Put some lotion on the skin.
He had to leave the air chair.
Yeah, he did.
All right. All right. You know, if we had more room in here, he'd fight to get a hover around.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Man, he watches Wall-E. He's like, oh, that's the life.
I'd call it a producer round.
Are you ready, Team Mattman?
I'm ready.
Harris family
Steve
is ready.
Heavy.
Okay. We're going to start with question number one. No time being kept. That's too difficult. Too many things to keep up.
Too many things. No kidding.
Yeah.
Miss you, Caroline.
Question number one. Tell me a sex position.
69.
Okay. Tell me something Fat Boy would wear to turn his wife on.
A bib.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. Really?
Wouldn't it you?
No.
Tell me what 9 wants for Valentine's Day.
Oh. Ooh.
Not flowers, but flower.
Okay. What? Where would you take Paige for Valentine's Day?
That's a hard one.
Victoria's Secret.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Steve, real quick. What do you mean take her? Like on a date?
Where would you take Paige for Valentine's Day? That's the question. Beginning, middle, and end.
I stay with Victoria's Secret.
Okay. What do you think Mattman's beard smells like?
Oh, my God.
Heaven.
Big crowd. Crowd's growing.
Okay. That's logged in for the Mattman family.
The Mattman family. I mean, remove yourself for a moment from this Steve Heavy and bring 9 back into this conversation while Paige grabs Fat Boy.
Yes.
Paige, above the waist, please.
Please.
How do you think I did? Well, you can't say.
I think you did.
You have the answer.
I think you did well, but I could be lying to you.
Okay. All right. To be honest here, I have to rethink how I play the P1 Family Feud because I'm thinking of it not as though I'm thinking of it to win a brand new car or splitting $10,000 with my other 5 family members.
Yes.
Or 4 family members. I'm thinking of it as I want to have an answer that's good, but I also want to add a little wit to it.
Yes.
And I think that dampened my answers.
Well.
You agree, audience? They do.
You can play to win. You can play to be funny.
Yeah. I love how when I put my hand up, they immediately stop clapping. Let's try it again.
Oh, boy.
They're good at that.
Trained audience.
Don't you do it.
Fat Boy
was effing with me with the levels.
He was.
Oh.
Fat Boy.
All right.
Is the Fat Boy family ready? Is the boy family prepared to play the feud?
I'm good, man.
You got your Tribeho cut out for you, pal.
Oh, the boss. You got heat with the boss since you nixed the blister. You know, more
Uh-oh.
On that later. I'm ready.
He likes red wine.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he does.
That's his favorite song.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
Well, I need a second now.
Question number one. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Question number one. Tell me a sex position.
Baby wipe.
Okay. Something Fat Boy would wear to turn his wife on.
Shorts.
Okay. Tell me what 9 wants for Valentine's Day. Remember, no time. You can think about it for a sec. That's spitting out the first
word.
You
didn't remind me of that.
Okay. You thought about it. He ain't thinking about it.
Oh. Another cat.
Okay. Where would you take Paige for Valentine's Day?
Oh.
Where would you take Paige for Valentine's Day?
Golden Corral.
Okay.
She'd have to buy.
Always about you.
Selfish.
She's paying.
Okay, final question. What do you think Mattman's beard smells like?
Ass.
Okay. God.
Nice one, though.
Okay.
It don't really, does it?
Those answers are logged in, Fat Boy. You sure you want to go with those? It's too late now. You screwed.
Well, maybe I want to change the last one.
Okay, should we review the game now? Everybody ready to review so we can determine a winner?
I'm ready to review.
Okay, let's review. Tell me a sex position. Mattman, you said 69.
I said 69, oh, I know.
Fat Boy, you said?
Baby wipe.
Surprisingly, baby wipe worth no points.
I should have said chicken wing. Rabbit punch? Yeah. Can I change it?
You filthy.
69, number 3 answer worth 18 points.
All right, I'll take that.
Yep.
Yeah. I want an independent panel next
What was
time.
Number? Are you going to say the others?
Survey says, give me doggy style, number 1.
Ah,
very good.
I don't like that one.
Missionary / regular was number 2.
worth 26 points.
Regular.
Followed by 69, then cowgirl slash cowboy.
Yeah.
And finally, bent over the trunk of the car.
Oh, okay.
Number five answer.
Depends on how tall he is.
That's a trunk and treat.
Something Fat Boy would wear to turn his wife on.
What did I say?
Fat Boy, you said shorts. Matt Man, you said?
A bib.
You did say a bib.
Bib.
Didn't sound nice.
Oh, God.
You requested, then cringe.
I'm weird.
Gym shorts, number five answer worth 1 point.
Gosh, she must stay turned on then.
That's all that needs a point.
Number four answer, a football helmet and a jock strap. Number three answer, her lingerie.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Cut the blood flow off.
It stretches. Number two answer, just the extra long t-shirt, no britches.
And Porky Pigging it to bed.
That's hot.
Number one answer, naked.
Butt naked.
Butt naked.
Oh, man.
Yep.
She can't tell if he's going to take a number two or if he wants to get saucy in the bed.
Yep.
He gets completely naked to go number two for those who don't know.
Okay, yeah.
What's wrong, Fat Boy?
I have to go back and listen.
What do you mean?
I don't know if I understood the question.
Well, okay, what was your interpretation of the question?
Like, I thought it was each to each his own, like each individual.
What?
Like, you know, like, it wasn't like my wife or everybody.
Something Fat Boy would wear to turn his wife on is the question.
Okay. Yeah. I misheard.
What was your answer, though, Fat Boy?
Shorts.
Shorts.
Just which
shorts.
Was number five worth 1 point.
Okay.
That's all it needs a point to win.
Yeah, it's true. Tell me what nine wants for Valentine's Day. Matt Man, you said?
Flower.
Okay.
I'm being cute with that because flowers, flower,
not flower, but
meaning
flower.
Sticky, kiki, ooey.
Fat good, Boy, good. You said? Another cat.
Okay, I didn't remember.
Another cat. Number five answer, a jar of peanut butter. Number four answer, nothing.
Oh, that's a good answer.
Number three answer, sex. Followed by food at number two, and not surprisingly, weed number one.
Oh, wow.
It's just a reefer bud.
Weed was number one answer.
Well, I might take care of number three on that list for you.
Next question. Where would you take Paige for Valentine's Day?
I hate my answer on this. I hate it.
Fat Boy, you said?
Golden Corral.
Selfish.
Matt Man, you said?
Victoria's Secret.
Okay.
I apologize,
I don't
Paige.
Know if she's ever been there.
Number five answer, I wouldn't take her no damn where.
Golly. Hateful.
Number four answer, shopping.
Yeah, girl.
That counts for Matt Man shopping.
No, it don't.
It does.
You gotta be
what
specific.
What are you doing at Victoria's Secret? You shopping.
You gotta be specific.
It's a store.
Fat Boy is hiding in the dressing room.
Now, here's the controversy on this next one.
I said slit.
Number three answer, fancy dinner. Fat Boy said Golden Corral. No points awarded.
Oh.
Wonder who's going to win.
No points awarded.
Wonder whose buddy's going to win this one.
What, you think is Golden Corral a fancy dinner?
It ain't cheap.
To some people it is. It costs like 10 bucks a head.
It ain't cheap.
I mean, you got a family of seven. How much is that?
I'll give him damn points then.
I didn't mean that.
I'm giving it. It's too late. I gave him the points.
I lobbied for him.
That's so good.
He's got the points now.
You better not even think about clapping, audience.
Number two answer, where would you take Paige for Valentine's Day? Number two answer, closest motel.
Nice. Look at that.
Number one answer, right here, right now.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Start tomorrow.
Yep. What do you think Matt Man's beard smells like?
You ain't getting no free product now.
What?
If you grow it out like the Oak Ridge Boys.
What do you think Matt Man's beard smells like? Fat Boy, you said?
I don't remember.
Ass.
I didn't say that, did I?
Yes, Matt Man, you said?
Heaven.
Okay.
Total opposite.
Number six answer. There were six for this one. A lot of answers. Number six answer was, in fact, heaven. Two people said heaven.
Good for
that
them.
That was nice.
Yep. Number five answer worth 10 points. Fat Boy, which I believe is points for Fat Boy because he said ass.
Well, what was the answer?
It was Fat Boy.
Oh.
Oh, did I get that one?
Which is I think, counts as ass.
Oh, God.
Yep.
Well, you owe me a quarter.
Number four answer, skull and cherry coke.
God.
Followed by a classy.
Ain't nothing worse when you mix up your bottles.
Yeah. Number three answer, what do you think Matt Man's beard smells like? A classy man. Oh. Number two answer, sex.
Ew.
What do you.
Wait. Why is it when it says it smells like Fat Boy, meaning but then it's just sex in general? You're like, ew.
I wasn't like you.
I was talking about her going to you.
That's Paige. She's like that. She's judgmental.
Well, then I stick with my Victoria's Secret thing. Matter of fact, I change it to Pandora's Box.
And number one answer, what do you think Mattman's beard smells like? Number one answer, daddy.
What? Ah.
Man, come on. That's freaking...
Worse.
My daddy's dead. That's weird.
No. It's like you can be daddy. Like you are daddy. Like figurative, not literal daddy, but daddy.
Oh, call me daddy?
Yeah.
Okay. I like
all
that.
All right. Yeah. Better, not so creepy.
Give me a moment to do the math
all
on
right,
this.
Why you do that? Oh, why would you say that?
Well, Golden Corral, I love it. Steak after four. I don't know who won. This is one of the most,
very controversial.
Name drop all you want, Fat Boy. Name a first date over the top dinner. Where would you take a first date? Like, money's no object. You
number
really.
Number six.
What was number six?
Pete's number six.
No.
Oh, that's a good one. Double cheeseburger. I'm going to get that Friday off rice.
Like, in your mind, what is a 4-star meal in, that Greenville? You can name drop all you want.
Honestly, man, to me, I don't go out a whole lot. Friggin' Longhorn. Somewhere like that.
Yeah.
If I'm going to spend like close to $100.
Yeah.
That's big money to me.
Yeah, and you will save room for dessert.
Downtown kind of prices me out. Most of it.
Okay.
All right. That's just trying to
get a
profession.
He's
that's
honest.
Why I still think your answer was probably apropos.
Yeah.
To a lot of people.
Yeah. That's why I gave him the points.
Usually you know who's going to win, but you can't really tell now.
20 years ago, the answer would have been Ryan's.
The math is done on this round of P1 Family Feud. You guys want to know who won?
Duh.
Okay, we're going to have a winner right now. By a score of 67 to 32, the winner, the Harris family.
Yay!
Playing for P1 Sipping on Sake.
Congratulations.
All right.
P1 Sipping on Sake. Congratulations to you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Do you have a special someone in your life you'd like to make plans for this coming weekend?
I do have a special someone.
Good.
Yeah.
Wife, girlfriend?
Looking forward to it.
Both.
What's that?
Wife or girlfriend? Or
A little bit of both.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let him have his secrets,
man. That's for another show.
Okay. Well, regardless, Stink Martindale, push that mic away from Steve Heavy and tell us what P1 Sipping on Sake just won.
Well, you just won passes to Nightmare Dungeon's Nightmare Valentine Haunted Attraction, open February 14th through 17th at 645 Old Anderson Road in Greenville.
Yeah!
Evil Valentine vampires lurking in a 2-story cabin in the woods. See if you can keep them from touching you. That's right. This is interactive. They touch at Nightmare Dungeon.
All right. Congratulations, Sake.
Get more information at nightmaredungeon.com.
Hold on one minute. The loser is going to get your information.
The loser.
Why are you calling her that?
You know what? Is Fat Boy's contestant still on the phone?
William?
Yeah. I think, let's ask William a question real quick. Bring William on the phone.
Bring William on.
William, off the real quick question, off the cuff. Do you have a wife or girlfriend?
I do.
Good morning.
I do have a girlfriend, yeah.
We're going to let you take her, too. To hell with it. Why not? We're going to let you go also to Nightmare Dungeon this weekend, okay?
Sounds great. She's going to love it.
All right. Yeah, she is.
Perfect. All right. Hold on. Wonderful. Everybody's happy. Except me about the comment Fat Boy made, but
that's
regardless.
Her fault.
Well, that was mean, wasn't it?
What do you think he said about me? Goodness.
Nothing bad.
Nothing really bad.
What about taking you to Golden Corral?
Golden Corral.
All you can eat. Not playing anymore!
Yeah. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, Paige, what are you working on, the Plex?
So you want to have a threesome?
Yeah, I'm good.
You going to. That's your punishment.
You may not be truly ready for one, and I'll tell you why next in your Ice Guys headline.
Mm. It's got to be with women, too. That's the other part of the punishment.
Oh, man, I'm out.
Well, can't be Ryan and Quincy both, can it, Fat Boy?
All
right, we'll find out next in your Rise Guys headlines.
More rock, fewer commercials. A 93-minute rock block smacks you between the ears, starting at 10. Right after these rocks on the radio.com app. Stream live every morning.
No better way to start your day.
And don't miss a show with the Daily Podcast. Oh. Just make 93.3 the planet a favorite on the radio.com app.
It really strengthens your groin.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
93.3
the planet.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
How about some controversy? Want to get into this?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. All right, well, Donald Trump tweeted about this film that it was meant to inflame and cause chaos.
Puerto Rico.
What we're talking about is a movie where liberals may be hunting conservatives. the movie was, it was set to be released September 27th from Universal Studios. It's called The Hunt. But the studios, they pulled the production after the mass shootings in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio. So now, Universal's, they've announced that they will be releasing this film.
Yeah, I mean, they're just going to let it blow over and then put it out anyway. They already made the movie. It's made.
Right. Well, they can only do that when it's like a historical event. Like when they, you know, remember Abraham Lincoln was a vampire hunter?
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder why they pull back on some, because they had the Johnny Depp movie with Forrest Whitaker.
What was that?
About the Biggie Smalls killing. They made it, promoted it, and then pulled it.
Maybe it sucked real bad.
It looked pretty good.
Maybe Faith Evans didn't approve.
Maybe.
So this movie, the premise is that a group of wealthy liberal leads, they kidnap an average conservative person, and then they hunt them for sport. So, you know, like we said, after the chaos, that was, it wasn't the right time to release this after a shooting. So they'll release.
Well, good Lord, then it's never going to get released, because there's sadly one too often.
Well, on March 13th, they already put a trailer out. That's the date that they're planning to finally release this film.
Mm. Just watch the movie.
So we'll see what happens.
If you want to. If not, then don't.
Don't worry about it.
If that's going to offend you, do not watch Team America.
Don't watch anything, for that matter.
All right, now let's talk about sex. One of our favorite subjects on this show.
I love sax.
Sax.
Like tenor sax, the best.
So if you've ever thought about having a threesome, and I was looking up, what's a threesome?
You ever thought about it, Paige?
I have, but I never really wanted to do it. And this is what it is. Do you want to have female, female, male? Male, male, female? Female, female, female? Or male, male, male?
All of them.
There's a lot going into what your fantasy
is. I asked Fatboy earlier. He sounded like Morris the cat.
Morris.
So, I said, Fatboy, he kept going, meow, 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 meow.
He did. It was like Morris.
Male, 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 and then me.
Male mix.
Well, there was a study that was done, and they found that 95% of men and 87% of women have fantasized about having a threesome. But here you go. Your fantasy may not be a reality.
Quick question. When people say fantasized, referring to something sexual, did they mean they thought about it while they masturbated, or they've just, it's pondered their mind before?
Could
fantasized.
All of the above.
Okay.
You know, you may think.
I was yes on both, but I was just wondering.
Yeah, you may think that that's what you want. I mean, what would you, if you had your fantasy threesome, would it be?
I'd have to lay flat.
Would it be male, male, female, or female, female, male?
It'd be FFM, and I would need, for the position I need to be in, an oxygen mask.
Right.
What does that mean? Frank, female, and Matt?
No.
Come on, man.
Well, there is a doctor. His name is Justin Lee Miller, and he's a sex researcher who figured the whole thing out. And he says that threesomes don't always turn out the way they do in your mind.
Mm-mm.
Because everyone involved has different expectations and what they want. And then, you know, you got to take it into consideration that nobody ever sets very specific boundaries before that happens. And they don't discuss who can touch whom or what's going to happen and how to communicate during the threesome when it's going on or things are going badly. What if two of them are doing it and you're like standing
there?
That's
the way it should start. If it's, you know, FFM. If it's MMF, I don't want to walk in on two people going at it, a man and a woman, and then me sashay over. And
oh, come on.
I want them to be going at it, and then I walk in, and then they just stop what they're doing and just look at me.
All right, say I walked in, and it's all MMM. What if one of the M's were left out, and one guy wasn't feeling like he got his? You know, it was his fantasy.
If you walked in on an MMM, they're going to be like, hey, girl, where'd you get those shoes?
What if you walk in on an MLM?
Did you guys start without me? My dog, I was going to do it.
I'm a voyeur. I'm just saying, if I got there and I saw something going on and one person was left outside of the whole threesome thing, then they're not going to be fulfilled. And then what if that person was left out and that's a wife or husband situation, and then they're jealous for the rest of the time because they didn't. It wasn't the way they wanted it to be.
Chubby Cons is good.
Oh, come on.
I thought it was a funny story till Paige made it serious.
She did make it serious.
Way too serious.
Make it serious.
Don't make it serious.
All right, so what we take away from this is to have specific boundaries beforehand, discuss who can touch who.
Yeah.
And communicate how the threesome is going to go before things go badly. That's all I'm trying to tell you. So, you know, if you're planning to do that for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Make sure you get yours, too.
It's not like I have a lot of room to do anything with this in my mouth.
What if you walk in and hear a big...
Man, would anybody else pay money to hear Mark Hendricks sing Touch Me by the Doors?
I don't know what you're going to ask. Yes.
Come on. Now touch me, baby. Can't you see that I'm not afraid? Yeah. I would pay money to see him like karaoke Touch Me by the Doors. Pretend like $20 plus.
You know what?
Maybe 50.
If he's going to demand that we perform every year at numerous nuptials, he owes us that.
He owes us a performance.
Yeah, day destroys the night.
Want to hear about that chorus? No, I'm going to love you. Yeah.
I got pounded all night long.
Man, throw that thing out the window. Yeah,
sounds like hot garbage, don't it?
I know.
It's that. It's a piece of junk.
Well, now
about every 6 months, I mention it to engineering, and they're like, yeah, we'll get right in.
We're a pain in the ass.
What are they going to do about it? They're going to fix something that's 35 years old?
Well, are they going to take a call while they fix it and ignore you?
Probably.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, in Washington, a trucker took the whole distracted driving to a whole new level.
How?
Well, he was a little drugged up, and he had a full music studio in his front seat to record songs while he was driving. He told
trucker
the cops.
Ogie.
So he can record and produce his music while he was driving. Why not? I mean, you know, it's full service.
Yeah, multitask. This is America.
Yeah, so the cops pulled
him
over.
Calm down, Obama.
For speeding the other day, and then that's where they found that. Not only did they, you know, they looked, and he had a laptop and a keyboard attached to the dash and wires running everywhere, and there was a drop-down mic hanging from the ceiling so he can just, like, you know, sing whatever. I don't know what style. If he rapped or if he was singing some kind of adult contemporary love song while he was driving down the road.
Yeah.
But he was recording.
Like Lionel Richie type stuff.
That'd be great. But so I don't know exactly if he was doing that at the time, but the cops found that. They also found a jar of white powder and a bag of what appears to be crystal meth.
Well, that's the fun part at the end.
Yeah.
And that helps with the music. Clearly, it was bluegrass.
Yeah. Okay. There you know.
He's just doing Johnny Paycheck covers.
Yeah, he has a club on the steering wheel, but it's actually a banjo that he plays going down the road.
Yeah.
So it's not clear if he was charged for distracted driving because he may not have been recording at the time, but he was charged with drugs and driving under the influence. So
I think I've said this before, but I saw it back over the Christmas break of how they do carpool karaoke. They're on a flatbed truck.
They don't drive.
No, they're on a flatbed truck driving them around.
That's how it is.
But they only do that because you have those pricks online on social media that, like, every once in a while I'll put up, like yesterday, I put up a picture of me and Bear coming back from the vet, and he's sitting in the front seat, and we're listening to music, and I'm videoing him. And you get, oh, how cute, I don't know. Why are you videoing and driving?
Right. I'm a hall monitor. I'm a hall monitor. I'm 4 years old, but I'm a hall monitor. I'm at every school still. I'm a crossing guard. I'm calling 911 because I see you jaywalking. Stop doing that.
You sitting there crushing pills and driving? Leave me alone.
Yeah.
All right.
Not just that one time leaving Atlanta.
Not you.
No,
oh,
what are you talking about?
Right, well, should apothecary.
Atlanta.
Well, we all should be grateful for Janet Jackson's nipple, because the whole nipple gate, remember that, was responsible for creating YouTube.
Hell yeah, it was.
I thought it was Andy Samberg. I thought Andy Samberg from Saturday Night Live got credit with making YouTube a thing, but go ahead with the thing.
Well, this happened during the 2004 halftime show where Justin Timberlake ripped aside Janet's bra and... You saw the bejeweled nipple, and it was like seconds of it. So people went to YouTube to see what it really looked like. And so there were three guys in their 20s at the time when the scandal came out, and they worked for PayPal. And they got to talk on about how it was hard to find footage of the nipple on the internet, so they decided that they would put viral videos on one thing, and then they started YouTube.
Wow.
But the first video was posted on April 23rd in 05, and it was a 19-second clip of the guys at the San Diego Zoo.
Okay.
And then the Saturday Night Live skit Lazy Sunday went viral. So
okay.
That's probably maybe.
I get half credit.
Yeah, you do. So, I mean, things happen for a reason, maybe. Created something where you can just look and find things that are taken off TV. But is that still a norm for YouTube, or things are really pulled off just like anything else, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't run to YouTube to see clips. I usually it'll be on Instagram.
Fatboy has a site for that.
He does.
I say clips.
Oh, okay.
Too far.
But most of it, unless the network puts it out, it usually gets flagged anyway by...
Yeah, but they put all their stuff out nowadays.
That's another side.
What?
Too far, Fatboy.
Rawls Golf.
Yeah.
Rawls Golf.
Rawls Golf. What's the Rawls Golf?
Anytime the mood ever gets uncomfortable in the room, somebody just say Rawls Golf and we'll just move right on.
It's that certain breed of Southern woman who's choking on her tongue.
Rawls Golf.
Rawls Golf.
We want to get you back on Facebook, that's for sure.
Are you having anaphylaxis right now? Do I need to give you EpiPen? Wrong,
wrong. You can't afford it.
No, nobody can.
Wrong,
My gums are numb.
Have you been on Twitter already? There's like a million different ways to spell it. Everybody's got their own.
Oh, Rawls Gauze. No, yeah, I told P1 Looper, he was asking about that. I spell it R-A-H-Z. G-A-H-Z. Rawls Gauze.
See, I do it like R-O-Z-G-A-U-Z-E. Rawls Gauze.
Rawls Gauze.
The way you say it and you curve your mouth that certain way, it is funny.
Shut up! Tim, shut up. Rawls Gauze.
Shut it, Tim.
Stop it. All right, well, Rise Guys headline styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique on Page, and those are your Rise Guys. Rawls Gauze.
Yours sounds worse than mine.
That'll go without.
All right, Rawls Gauze headlines.
All right, thank you, Paige. We'll take a break. When we come back, more Rawls Gauze right after this morning.
The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys morning show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys morning show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
I'll tell you, I said right at I said at the beginning of the show, I hope this continues, and it did.
What a damn fun program.
I had a great time today. Hopefully you did as well. Thanks to everybody who called Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and tweeted all that. Tomorrow, Facebook fuzzing. Sorry, caught you off guard. A brand new game we're going to play tomorrow for more tickets to Nightmare Dungeon, the Valentine's Day haunted attraction. A game we're going to play called VD for V-Day. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. You'll love it.
You're going to have a blast playing this.
Yeah. In the meantime, get today's podcast. Go to theriseguys.com, iTunes, Google Play, or text podcast to 72341. But right now, some parting gifts.
And now, Nine's TSL question of the day.
Not the parting gifts that Fatboy usually watches.
Gifts.
Gifts.
Yeah. This will be for passes to Nightmare Dungeon Valentine's Hall this weekend. Open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah.
Anyway, how old is Fat Boy's online bully? Talked about that this morning. How old is the person who bullies Fat Boy on the internet? Text that person's age to the CVM text line at 72341. That's 72341. We'll take the 93rd correct answer to be a winner.
Get them. Paige has verified she real will rock you at work next. She real do that as well.
Yeah.
Fat boy. How apropos. 5 a.m. Rise Guys Rewind. We go live at 6. Thank y'all for listening. Have you a blessed day and tickle it, guys. It is great.
Hey, ready to rock uncontrollably?
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
The 93.3 Rock Block kicks off next. A 93.3 The Planet rocks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.